Wheelchair with poor poet in the background. You might be asking yourself what on earth this wheelchair is doing here. And why, for that matter, is the wheelchair so obtrusive, so huge? I wouldn't mind betting that a few people, at least, would have thought of James Stewart, stuck in a wheelchair with his leg in plaster. Do you remember him in Rear Window, that film by Hitchcock? Stewart's enormous wheelchair was impressive. He seemed to be able to hide all kinds of documents in it, even firearms. In fact, rumour had it, a rumour never scotched, that Stewart kept an eloquent letter to Hitchcock in amongst his wheelchair's many secret places, thanking the director for giving him the marvellous opportunity of starring in that sublime film, but at the same time reproaching him for leaving him so cruelly bound to his exaggeratedly monumental wheelchair for weeks. The wheelchair was so enormous that at times it seemed like a room, or rather, a garret. It called to mind a small attic, like the one depicted by the painter Carl Spitzweg in his famous canvas, The Poor Poet. Famous, among other things, for being the Germans' favourite painting after the Mona Lisa. This painting, which measures 46 by 35 centimetres, shows a poet lying in bed and trembling with cold, an open umbrella protecting him from the water leaking through the roof. Despite all the adversities he has had to face, this man of letters does not seem to have totally lost heart, and if you look closely at what is happening in the work, you might notice that the man has a quill pen gripped between his teeth, and that he is continuing to work on a hexameter, the stresses of which are marked on the wall above his bed, though there are some who say this is not entirely the case, and that in fact he is crushing a flea between his fingers, confirming the poverty in which he lives. To keep the cold at bay, the poor poet has wrapped himself up in his nightcap and jacket and his old blankets. In his own way, he is a hero, though he could also be a simple man, driven mad by hunger, or a small-time lyricist, or in a certain sense a human flea, who in fact deserves nothing other than to freeze in his filthy garret. The dimensions of the poor poet are, I repeat, 46 by 35 centimetres, making it an easy painting to steal. Due to its size and also its theme, which tugs at our heartstrings, it could also have been entitled The Flea. It is an enigmatic painting that has thus far moved every generation who have viewed it. And, well, not only is the poor poet easy to steal, it is also the most frequently stolen work in history. It was stolen in 1989, for example, by a thief who entered the museum in a wheelchair. What you are looking at right now is an accurate reproduction of the wheelchair used by that thief, a man who perhaps loved the painting, or possibly the flea, we will never know, who employed all the facilities offered by the massive bulk of the chair to tuck away his booty and make off with it out through the museum's front door. Today, that chair, seen without the painting, seems capable of stirring in us the same sense of shock that the poor poet was always able to cause. It seems to have been put there to distract us from certain obsessions. In other words, to make us think about stealing the chair rather than pinching Spitzweg's painting, which is apparently what everyone thinks about, even when, as in this instance, the painting is happily absent.